Today in Radio Chatter, the lead singer from Steel Panther, Michael Starr, joins me. He's touring the country, doing their Well Hungover tour before Christmas break. They do this like every year. They go through the fall, go up to about Christmas, and head back to California or wherever they may be coming from, and do the Christmas thing with their family. In the meantime, though, what a great band, great sense of humor. It's just an overall fun night when you're checking out a Steel Panther concert.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff.
This is Radio Chatter with WRIF's own Meltdown.
Like I said, if you're not having fun at a Steel Panther concert, you're just not trying. I mean, I've seen hundreds, maybe thousands of concerts, and I've seen Steel Panther 10, 12 times, something like that. Every time they come through the Motor City, I have to go check them out. They're that good. I mean, the musicianship of the band, first of all, is unbelievable. I mean, Satchel, Russ Parrish, what a great guitar player. This guy knows the riff of any song. Lexi Fox on bass. Stig Zadinya, of course, back on the drums. The band is really solid. They sound great on stage. The first time I saw these guys was back in 2004, which I'll allude to coming up here in the talk with Michael Starr. But I saw these guys at the Roxy, I believe, in Los Angeles. Of course, they did these residencies where they play like every Monday night or whatever. And this girl, Erica, tells me, she says, listen, go to the show and tell the guy at the front door, I think he's wearing flannel, that you know me, and he'll let you in for free. So I walk up and I say, yeah, I know Erica. He's like, that's great, $12. Like, yeah, that worked well. Anyways, that night, I'm in there by myself watching the show. Of course, by myself, meaning not with anybody I know, but the place is jam-packed. Scott Ian from Anthrax jumps up on stage, as well as Steve-O from Jackass and Davey from AFI. That was just the one that I saw him. Then I saw him in Las Vegas several years later after they changed their name to Steel Panther. David Draiman is walking around. I had a few words with him. He jumps up on stage and does, believe it or not, David Draiman from Disturbed sang Pour Some Sugar on Me from Def Leppard with Steel Panther. So now, he was supposed to call at 1 o'clock, around 1:15. I'm like, where is he? Why isn't he calling? You know, the whole thing. And the thing about Michael Steele is he's super polite, and he apologized profusely. It's Michael Starr from Steel Panther on today's Radio Chatter podcast.
I'm good. I want to apologize for the late start, man. Our tour manager, I think he passed out, didn't wake up last night.
Hopefully he's awake now. No, that's no problem, man. Hey, it's rock star time, right?
Dude, I don't know what time it is, man. When you're on the road, days and time just kind of blur.
I know. They tell you to go where to go and do what you got to do. You guys got the Well Hungover Tour going to be touching down here in the Motor City. You guys have kind of made it a tradition not only to stop through Detroit around Christmas time, but also once in the spring as well. So it's always fun to see you guys. And this Sunday, the Royal Oak Music Theater. And I think I've told you this before in person that, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, well over two decades. And there's not many bands I will go see in Detroit on a regular basis. But I don't know if I've missed too many shows with you guys. So thanks for all the enjoyments on the Sunday nights and stuff when you come to Detroit.
Well, you know, you're welcome. December is a time of joy, happiness, and family coming together. And, you know, every December you have to get together with your family. And then you need to escape reality and come to the Steel Panther show and just lose yourself for 3 or 4 hours and have a great time. And that's what you need to do during December. December can be stressful. You know, for people. So, you know, that's what we offer. And you never know who's going to show up. You never know what's going to happen on stage. That's the fun of a Steel Panther show.
Well, I haven't seen too many, like, special guests like you're talking about here in Detroit, but I have seen you play in Vegas. I've seen you play with Metal School back in, like, 04 or something. Steve-O jumped up on stage, Scotty and the whole thing. Man, it's so much fun seeing you guys play.
Oh, dude, that was some old school stuff with Steve-O coming up. That was when he was still drinking and getting hammered. He would take all his clothes off and get on stage. Dennis Rodman would get on stage and take his clothes. I don't know what it is about a Steel Panther show, bro, but even last night, there was like about 10 girls in Chicago naked on stage, just going crazy. It was like an orgy on stage.
Now, the girls thing, that's understandable, but some of these dudes, I'm not sure if I'm digging on that. But anyways, last year was funny because, first of all, I was going to, you know, I want to say hi to you guys beforehand, but you guys are too busy watching football. What's your team? Who are you pulling for?
Not this year, though, because we're coming on. We're going to be there, but Detroit's out of town. They're not going to be playing. Because I was going to go to the game, but they're playing Arizona in Arizona, so it's not going to work out. But I am rooting. I don't have a team in L.A., so it's a bummer. But you know what would be really cool is to see Detroit actually come back, kick Minnesota's butt, kick Chicago already lost yesterday, which is normal. And then Green Bay, you know they're going to lose again. It's going to happen, dude. Lions coming back.
Could you imagine the Lions going to the playoffs after this ridiculous year they've had? That's crazy.
Yeah, it's all coming together, though, man. They're playing really good. I don't know. You just never know what's going to happen on any given Sunday. That's the cool thing about the Detroit Lions and Steel Panther. You never know what's going to happen, man.
That is true. Not to get off on a football tangent, but did you see the last play of the game against Green Bay on Thursday?
Did I see it? I watched the whole game, and to see Aaron Rodgers pull that off, especially after his performance last week, losing because Brett Favre was in the stadium screwing up his whole mojo.
Right.
He came back, dude, and he just killed it. It was pretty rad. But that face mask call, totally not a face mask.
Well, it was funny because last year I was gonna say hello to you guys. You guys are watching football, doing whatever. So I'm there with a bunch of my buddies. I always try to bring new people with me to a Steel Panther show every time you guys come to Detroit. And so I brought these guys with me, a couple of my neighbors, wives, the whole thing. Right in front of us on the balcony, some chick is blowing a dude right before the show.
Now that's heavy metal, dude. That's the kind of stuff you're not going to see at a Nickelback show. I can guarantee you that. Hey, this time you got to come backstage, say hi, and let's get a picture together for once, and put this in memory for real.
Okay, sounds fair enough. Now you were talking just a few minutes ago about the bands you guys have jammed with. You guys have jammed with tons, but tell us some cool stories about. I'm sure you get this question a lot, but like, who are some of the cool bands to tour that have jumped up on stage? What kind of cool stories you got?
Last night a couple nights ago, we played with a band called Pop Evil. I don't know if you know who they are.
I know those guys real well, Michigan boys. Sure.
Yeah, they're great, man. And they played with us, and it was a great show, man. They got up, we hung out afterwards, had a big party. But the reason I bring that up is because you just never know who you're going to run into when you're playing festivals, right? So we're playing a festival in somewhere in Europe. I don't even remember because, like I told you earlier, things become a blur. But Fred Durst comes up to me and goes, "Hey, man, we want you to come up on stage and do a hostile takeover." I go, what do you mean? He goes, "I want you to come on our stage during our headlining show at the festival, and I want you to take the mic from me and just start rocking some 80s metal." We're like, okay. So we just got on stage. I took the mic away from Fred, and I go, "This is over. Metal's coming back." And we busted out some Van Halen. The crowd went crazy, and Fred Durst actually thanked the Van Halen. That was fun.
And that was at like a download or something?
No, I forget what festival it was. I think it was in Italy, but it was like, I don't know, maybe 40, 50,000 people, and it just went off, dude.
I think the last time I interviewed you in person was, I actually interviewed you, was at Rock on the Range 2 years ago, and now you guys are headlining it again.
I can't believe it, dude. I'm so stoked. They finally put us on the bill for real. I think last time we went on at 8 in the morning by the bathroom, but now we got a good slot.
No, last time you told me you were headlining it, but actually you guys were headlining lunch because I think you went on at 2.
Yeah, totally. But you know, headlining lunch is pretty cool. I think we're going to headline brunch this time.
That's cool because, you know, every year they announce Rock on the Range. I always do an interview with their promoter who's kind of become a good friend with the guys here in Detroit at WRIF and whatever. And this year he said to me again, he goes, "Meltdown, we got your guys, Steel Panther, coming back." See, you know, Rob Zombie and Disturbed, all these other bands, they're cool, man. But like Steel Panther, you know.
No, but hey, I appreciate that. And they are cool. All the other bands are rad. And you know, it's hard for a promoter to take a chance with us because we're so different than everything else out there. And, you know, like I said, you never know what's going to happen. And we're dirty and we do all that shit and it's fun. But you just never know. Like, should we put them on? They don't have airplay. You know, are they going to draw? But if you put us in front of a big crowd, we will win that. Even if it's a crowd for Barbra Streisand, we will win them over.
I'll tell you what, when you guys played at 2 o'clock that day, I took a break from my activities of interviewing bands or whatever, and I went out and watched you guys. You guys rocked it, man. 30,000 people there, and they're digging you guys.
Yeah, you know, at first, it's the same thing, man. We go out, people look at us like, what is going on? Especially if they've never heard of us. And then we play like three. If we play Asian Hooker second, people are like, what is going on here? And then you know, we do the opening monologue where we introduce all the guys in the band, start interacting with the crowd. And by the time we're into our fifth song, people are rocking. They get it. They understand what's going on. And they start having fun and letting go and just enjoying the mayhem.
I think that year at Rock on the Range, there was that guy crowd surfing with the Heisenberg outfit on. Did you see that guy?
Yeah, dude. Heisenberg was popular 2 years ago. I don't know what happened to him. We got to bring Crystal Meth back.
Yeah, you got to do that that Crystal Blue. What's that song that they ended the show on? Anyways.
Oh, I don't know, but I know he got killed.
My Baby Blue. That's what it was.
My Baby Blue. Yeah.
Hey, so, okay, I'm going to get serious with you for a second. Did you ever have a run-in with Scott Weiland while you're on tour?
You know what, dude? Not while we're on tour, but when we had a residency in Hollywood on the Sunset Strip, we were just playing our normal show. And, you know, like you were saying before, you never know who's going to pop up, right? So I get a message that Scott Weiland's there. And, of course, if Scott Weiland, anybody who's there that's famous, we're going to bring him on stage. So we pull him on stage. We start playing Plush. Everything's going good. He forgets the words, which is, I think, normal for him, right?
Right.
But then he stops the song and he goes, you guys are playing the song wrong, man. I go, no, we're not, dude. You're fucked up. Sorry, I shouldn't say that, but.
That's all right.
Yeah, he was pretty hammered, dude. He was, he forgot all the words. But you know what? At least I could say I got to jam with him.
Yeah, was that the only time you guys ran across him?
Yeah, you know, when you're a heroin addict, you really don't socialize that much.
Yeah.
I never really saw him.
I had an interview with him over the summertime, and he was somewhat lucid and somewhat focused, which was pretty cool. But, yeah, I mean, sports guys and everything come to your shows.
I don't know if you know this, but Carson Palmer and Aaron Rodgers in San Diego saying "Don't Stop Believing" by Journey with Steel Panther. But you don't know that.
I don't know that. I haven't seen video of that on YouTube because I've seen several other ones.
Well, you have to remember, this is back when, you know, he's backing up Favre. Carson Palmer was just starting out, but Jervon Walker just signed with the Raiders, so he was getting hammered, just buying bottles of Dom, you know, Patron and stuff, and just partying. So he got all the press, and the other guys just kind of stood there and watched him, like, derail his career right in front of him.
Yeah, I've seen, like, I've seen, like, baseball guys and all sorts of guys jump up on stage with you guys.
Hey, even hockey guys, wrestlers, we get female basketball players. You never know who's going to show up, man. Everybody likes metal. You know, yeah. We just went to the Bears game yesterday in Chicago, and, you know, when they go to commercial, what do they play? They don't play pop music. They play metal. You know why? Because heavy metal rules.
That's right. Rules the world. There's no doubt about that. Hey, Nikki Six versus Sully. Who do you think would win that battle right there?
Oh, man. You know, Sully's kind of burly. He may be little, but he can go at the knees, right?
He's wrapped in a tight package, right, of course.
He really is. I think he'd punch the shit out of Nikki's knees. Nikki's older now, so his knees are a little weak. But I don't know. It'd be pretty cool. I'll tell you what. If they want to have a fight, I'll set a ring in my backyard, and we'll televise it, and it'll be killer. So I want to invite them to have their fight in my backyard in Sherman Oaks, Southern California. It's out there. Come on, Nikki. Come on, Sully. Let's see who wins this fight.
All right, a couple more things for Michael Steele from Steel Panther in town this weekend at the Royal Oak Music Theater this coming Sunday night. Guns N' Roses, the whole talk about them reuniting and stuff. You may have been asked about this before, but what are your thoughts about GNR? Because, I mean, since you guys have been around, GNR really hasn't been the real GNR.
No, you know, it's just been Axl, which is pretty cool. I mean, he recruited some really great, you know, musicians in his band. DJ Astra's rad on guitar.
Right.
But now 6 a.m. is fully enforced after the new year, so it should be killer. But getting Slash, Duff, and Axl back together, I think it's something that just has to happen. I mean, heavy metal needs it, you know, and so I'm stoked that it's happening. I just hope that, you know, they go on time.
Well, that's always up for debate. Now, have you heard that it is happening, or are you just going by what you've heard on the internet and whatnot?
I'm pretty much I don't really know those guys personally, so I don't know any inside info. But, you know, from what I hear behind the scenes, behind the press, it's definitely going to be – it's going to start happening, you know, for next year in summertime.
Yeah. And
but you never know. That could change tomorrow.
Right.
You just don't know.
Yeah. Have you ever had a chance to see the original Guns N' Roses?
Oh, yeah, man. I saw Guns N' Roses open up for the Rolling Stones, man, at the Coliseum in Los Angeles, dude.
Is that the only time you've seen them?
No, and I saw them open up for Aerosmith, too, as well.
So you saw them in the early days, but...
Yeah. No, I saw them early. I was at the show where Axl actually quit the band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said, the heroin use is getting too much in this band. People got to get their shit together. He threw the mic down and he left. You can look it up on YouTube.
I'll check that out. And last thing we've got for you. Are you guys going to continue your Playboy subscription?
We don't have to, man. We get it for free.
But now there's no naked chicks in it.
Well, you know what, dude? It really doesn't matter because we have all the deleted footage that they've taken out. They send all the B-roll to us to just go over because they're going to put out. You think I'm kidding, but I'm being serious, man. We get all the great footage, dude. It's killer.
Hey, what's going on in the future with you guys? You got a new record you're working on? What's happening?
I got some breaking news for you.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here it is, man. Steel Panther, new CD coming out, slated for February. It's going to be something special, something we've never done before. It's not just a regular studio album, so stay tuned for that, man.
Is it going to be recorded with water?
No, there will be no water. There will be fluids involved in the recording process, and you'll be able to see that while we're filming because it's going to be a live, unplugged Steel Panther CD.
Really? Are you going to be rolling any film anywhere, anytime soon, or have you already done? It's all in the can.
No, we already shot it. We're just going through, you know, they're sending back and forth stuff for us to prove. But it looks killer. It came out great. We have a lot of video vignettes in it, too, which were really fun. We shot some scenes for it. So it's going to be a really fun video. And we're also going to add a new song to it that we worked up over our last tour. So you're going to dig it. It's going to be really rad. And if everything goes right, it's going to come out in February.
And do you have a name for it?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you remember Metalocalypse. You ever watch that show when they recorded their one record in water?
No, I never saw that.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
How do you record a record in water?
Well, because it's a cartoon. It's like they take every Spinal Tap, you know, rock cliche and go way overboard. I thought that you guys would get into something like that.
No, we can't record underwater. It's dangerous. If you're a cartoon character, you can record in, you know, volcano ashes. I don't know.
Yeah, they've probably done that, too. So, hey, Michael, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time, and thanks for bringing a smile to our faces when you tick to the stage this Sunday. Royal Oak Music Theater can hardly wait. And like he just said, a new record, Unplugged, live, coming up in February. So, cool, man.
And hey, don't forget to get your tickets for the Kid Rock Cruise. We're going to be doing that in March.
Holy crap, the Kid Rock Cruise, too? Oh,
yeah, man. Dude, come on.
Now I got to get on the Kid Rock Cruise. You know, Kid Rock's, you know, our boy out here in Detroit, so I got to take care of that now.
So man. You never know who might show up at our show.
Might be Kid Rock.
It could be. I didn't say that, though, did I?
Hey, Michael, safe travels. We'll see you on Sunday. Appreciate the time, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it. And again, man, I want to apologize for the late start, dude.
There you have it, Michael Starr from Steel Panther. If he's playing with his band anywhere near where you might be listening to this, make sure you check those guys out. It's definitely worth your while. It sure is a night of just levity. I mean, it just makes everybody smile. It's a fun night, and I've seen some pretty stuffy people show up at a Steel Panther concert and, like, lose their mind. So it's definitely a fun time. Hey, thanks so much for checking out Radio Chatter. We'll do it all over again soon.